Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello and welcome to the Roswell Infinity Studios right here in Alpharetta, the home of the newest Business Radio X studio. This is the inaugural North Fulton Business Radio program, and we are very excited to launch our brand new studio to give a voice to the wonderful businesses that call this part of Atlanta home. My name is Mike Salmon, and on behalf of everybody at Business Radio X, we are looking forward to interviewing business leaders from Alpharetta, Roswell, Johns Creek, Milton, and throughout the North Fulton County area about the great work they're doing every single day. This show, North Fulton Business Radio, will air live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 with myself and my co-host, John Ray. You can catch this show online at northfultonbusinessradiox.com. And with that, I say good morning to John Ray. I know, John, that you're just as excited as we are about today, not only today, but moving forward.
Absolutely. This is an exciting day. We've done a lot of work for this. And thank you to Business Radio X for bringing anchor to North Fulton, right? Anchor right here in North Fulton. We've got a lot of exciting stories to tell and businesses to talk about. We get a lot of international recognition around here. Yeah. For the businesses that we have, and it's great to have a business radio voice to tell them, right?
So you're right, and we're proud to partner with you, John. I think you know everybody in this area, and everybody here, every business leader seems to know you. So we could not have found a better partner.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to meeting more. So we're gonna find some more out there, right?
We have some here in the studio today.
We sure do.
Before we introduce our guest, though, I want to again remind everyone that you can listen to our programs online at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. We also hope that you'll follow us on Twitter at NorthFultonBRX. So without further ado, let's introduce you to the guest on our first show. And they're joining us here in the Roswell Infinity Studio. We have three local business leaders that were, well, actually influential in helping us make all this happen. I'm pleased to say hello to Deborah Lanham from the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Deborah.
Hello, Mike.
Also joining us here in the studio, Jessica Honorado. She's with North Point Executive Suites. We're actually in North Point Executive Suites. Hey there, Jessica.
Hi, happy to be here and happy that Business Radio X is here as well.
Absolutely. And of course, as I said, we're at the Roswell Infinity Studios, and we could not have made this happen without Roswell Infinity. So joining us from Roswell Infinity is their general manager, Casey Frames. Hey there, Casey.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So let's get started. We'll talk with Deborah with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. And Deborah, a lot of folks know what chambers do, but give us the kind of the scoop on the Greater North Fulton Chamber and what you guys do.
I'd be happy to, but I first need to greet John Ray and thank you for being a part of this too. John, gotten to know you through the chamber. So great to be with all of you.
Thanks, Deborah.
There's a rich history for our Chamber of Commerce. Back in 1973, getting our start in the basement of a home, someone with a passion to bring business into the North Fulton area, and wow, has it grown. Unbelievable what's happening. But as a Chamber of Commerce, we've grown now to over 1,400 members, have an incredible reach. We consider it a regional reach, so six cities of North Fulton. You're going to be talking about Alpharetta, Roswell, Johns Creek, Mountain Park, Milton. And I'm sure I'm missing somebody in there, but six cities in North Fulton. Who knew? Back when I moved here 19 years ago, there were three cities. So, wow, the growth has been incredible.
Believe me, Deborah, I actually went to high school in the area back when it was all horse farms here. And so I get lost just trying to find out where I'm coming today. Greater North Fulton, a Chamber of Commerce. How do you guys stay relevant these days? I mean, there's a lot of businesses out there, and sometimes people take the chamber for granted.
It does. And because chambers of commerce have had just a stable go and ground, that you would think that it's old, and you do need to stay relevant. The benefit that we have because we're in North Fulton is that the business is driving our relevance. And so to think about the 600 technology companies in Alpharetta alone is certainly, you know, creating that for us, the need to be relevant and the opportunity to provide those resources, tools, experiences, interaction, connections for our members in a very relevant way.
Now, Deborah, I'm a proud member of the chamber. I know it's, you know, a lot of members, a lot of geography, a lot of programs, right? So talk a little bit about some of the key initiatives that the chamber has that maybe even us members don't fully know about, right?
Sure. And again, a great way for members to connect mm-hmm. and to find a place to serve. And so the Chamber has a workforce development initiative. We have an education. Think about all the schools. What makes this area desirable? Incredible schools. And so we have an education connection program that allows businesses to partner with our area schools. We have a Women in Business program, which I'm really proud of. That's something that I brought to the Chamber, and Brandon Beach, our CEO, gave me his blessing, and we've been able to grow that. Now our fourth annual event, over 250 women engaged on a regular basis, and a program that will address specifically those challenges, issues, and needs of women in business. Just to name a few, those are some. And I mentioned technology. We have a tech forum. We are very active, have a great group headed up by John Mammon with Empowered IT. And I'm seeing that initiative move forward quicker than ever because of the technology that I mentioned, not only in Alpharetta, but in our entire footprint. And we partner up with TAG. And so there's some great events going on through that initiative, the technology forum.
I have a feeling it would have been easier to ask you what you don't do at the chamber. John mentioned that his company is a chamber member. I'm proud to announce that Business Radio X here, our new studio, we're also members. And you brought the nice little plaque that we could put on the wall when we get a chance to do that as well. So I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
How about you, Deborah Lanham? How long have you been with the chamber? Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you know when you get the chamber, you also get Deborah. So tell us about yourself.
Wow. Well, you do.
Maybe a good thing.
You can't avoid me.
Maybe a good thing. Maybe a bad thing. I don't know, but.
No. Seriously. My background's been sales, marketing, a passion of mine. And I've worked in that women in business space in the past. So I've been at the Chamber 5 years, and it's been a wonderful opportunity for me not only to, you know, to just really serve a great community, but for my career to expand and to be able to now have the role of a vice president, which is new for me. But a lot of years of work and experience has gone into that. So I come to a Chamber of Commerce with the knowledge of sales and building a brand and, you know, developing our membership. And so it's been measurable, and that's been very rewarding for me. So yeah, you're going to see me because I'm very involved, but also we make it about our members. And I think John would be one to give witness to how do we get you as a business out in front. That's what's really important to me.
And actually, I owe you an apology. I never gave you your title at the beginning to tell people that you're the Vice President of Business Development. So you're like a big poo-pah over there at the chamber.
what is that?
It's all good.
Maybe I should come up with a better word than that. But VP of Business Development, what exactly does that mean?
So definitely growing the membership and chasing it. You know, there are a lot of businesses out there to meet and to get engaged. And just recently, just having the opportunity to meet with a very large company, their desire is to get involved in the community, and they meet me, and together we make it happen. So definitely growing the membership at the chamber. And we have been enjoying retention that I think is significant for a Chamber of Commerce to see an 85% retention rate annually. And some of that's been historical, where we haven't seen those numbers in the past. So I have a great team. I have 4 member representatives. They do a great job. They're out there on the streets, working, canvassing, introducing, providing those ribbon cutting experiences. And so that is what I do focus on. And then I sneak in there some of those initiatives like women in business and young business professionals and our technology forum, a few of those that I do have some hands on.
Well, can we unpack women in business? Because this area is really one of the tops in the country for women-owned businesses. And I know that the chamber does that. That's not an afterthought for the chamber, as you mentioned. So tell a little bit more about what you're doing on that front for women-owned businesses.
Sure. Well, it's a unique opportunity, number one, to create an environment, create a platform for women that didn't exist, really. You might have seen it, you know, maybe micro-local in our churches, which is wonderful. But something that really was connecting our business women in our area. And so 4 years ago, we started an event where we're really, the focus was to celebrate women, the hard work, the dedication, commitment to what they do, not only at the workplace, but in the community and in their families. So that's what got started, just this opportunity to award women. So we have a Woman of Excellence Award, and we have our Rising Star Award. And every year we've been giving those. I think what is really special about women when they connect, with each other is that there's a little more freedom. They're not tense about it because, let's be honest, when women are networking with men, they're not always included in the circle. A woman may step up to a conversation that two men are having, introduce herself. Everyone's polite. Everyone meets one another. But then the men kind of continue whatever it was they were talking about. And then she stands there. Creating events for women specifically to go to that are with their own, let's say, there's some great things that happen. And even biologically, like women, there is a hormone released when women are connecting with women. And it's a feel good, calms us down, a stress reliever. And there's been studies on this, and it's been exciting to learn this. And so that is why we do this. There's something unique that happens. But we say our men are welcome. We want you there. We just had the lunch last week, and you know our counterparts, our hardworking men are there, and they're celebrating, and they're buying tables and bringing their staff and their female clients. And it's just a time to take out a few events a year where we're focusing on women, celebrating women, and seeing how we can move women forward. And I'll just add that we polled our women and what were their needs. And the number one need is to be mentored. And so that is another opportunity that we have as a chamber to put together a mentoring program. So stay tuned on that one.
And it's not just happenstance that we happen to have three women business leaders here on our first show. So you've got to be feeling like you're in your element right now.
Absolutely. I'm feeling the vibes right now.
Deborah Lanham's our guest. She's with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. And this is the inaugural North Fulton Business Radio X show. And got a couple more questions before we move on, Deborah. Number one, what would you say to that business owner or business leader right now who's listening to either our live broadcast or listening to the podcast, and they're on the fence? Should I join the chamber? Should I not join the chamber? What would you say to that person?
I would say you really do need to do your homework, and you have to decide in terms of your strategy who you want to meet and in what kind of time, because the beauty of a Chamber of Commerce is I can introduce you to 65 people in an early morning networking event, and you leave with every single one of those businesses' contact information, and you've done that in an hour and a half. I think to grow your business, to have a marketing strategy that's enhanced, a Chamber of Commerce is there to help you. And then there are free services. A Chamber of Commerce has space. We have conference rooms and we have high-tech visual display equipment. And so as a small business, you don't have the money to spend on venues and technology. And so we provide that as a service to our members for free.
And finally, I want to talk about, and if you want to announce it, I can announce it, but we've got a little partnership between the Greater North Fulton Chamber and Business Radio X here with our new Roswell Infinity Studios. Talk about what we're doing together, what our plans are.
Well, I'm excited to work with you. And Mike, it's really about your ability to present to me the value of what you guys are offering and the fact that you're coming into our neighborhood. That's exciting to me. So I will just say, stay tuned. We haven't named our show yet. You know, we're going to be working on a chamber radio show, and I'm excited to highlight some of my high-level members, my chairman circle, and get them in here into the studio and learn about what they're doing and the impact they're making. But yeah, I'm excited for this new venture together.
Absolutely. Big announcement to come soon regarding the chamber's new brand new show here on Business Radio X. Deborah, for those that would like to find out more about the Chamber, give us the website, any contact information you'd like to share.
Well, sure. I'd like to talk to you directly, so I'm going to give you my direct line. So call me at 678-397-0567. We are launching a new website this Friday, so we will have a lot of great information and updates there. That's Do we need to say that now?
Nah.
GNFCC.com. Come and visit us too as my guest. I'd love to have you.
GNFCC for Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. GNFCC.com. Deborah, thanks for joining us. We're looking forward to our partnership with the Chamber, and we'll be seeing you soon and have our ribbon cutting soon as well.
That's good. Thank you.
All right. Deborah Lanham with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. Before we move on real quick, I want to let you know that North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need with flexible terms and technology enhanced turnkey. Let me read that again. And Jessica's right here, and I messed it up, John.
Come on.
You know, I said, we joked. You said, John, do you want to read the live read or do we? And I said, let me do the first show because that way I can do it really good and impress Jessica. And I butchered it.
Well, you're human, right? So I think.
Yeah, right? I think so. North Point Executive Suites provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. And joining us now from North Point Executive Suites is Jessica Honorado. She is the owner and operator, and you oversee this Alpharetta location where we're sitting in right now. Jessica, I know you're just as excited as we are to be here today.
Absolutely. We're really excited to have Business Radio X here at our center as their Alpharetta home, and just kind of can't wait to see what comes of it and the relationships that are made, you know, through the show.
Well, give us kind of the broad view from 10,000 feet. What is North Point Executive Suites? What do you offer?
North Point Executive Suites is an executive office suite. So we rent office space, small office spaces, anywhere from 120 up into about 300 square feet. Great for businesses, small to mid-sized businesses, anywhere from, you know, 1 to 6, 7, 8, up to 10 employees. But what a lot of people don't know is that we offer virtual office solutions as well. So, you know, for a very nominal fee each month, we can be your corporate presence. We can provide you with our address. Lots of different benefits, including usage of our meeting rooms and conference rooms. We've got a large training room that's wonderful for presentations of lots of different kinds. And those spaces can be rented at any point in time, whether or not you are a monthly client of ours. So we've got a lot of different options to suit a lot of different business needs, and we get to accommodate a lot of different industries of people.
Yeah, so Deborah was our last guest, right?
You're human too.
Yes, and I'm trying to prove the show's live, right? So, Jessica, tell us about how your space and what you offer businesses. How does that differ from your competition?
I think the biggest thing that kind of differentiates us is that we are owner operated. So you've got the same people coming in and day out. We've been here since we opened our doors to the business, and we are able to provide our clients with a level of service that's on a little bit of a different level because we make all the decisions, and being a small business ourselves, we really pride ourselves on being able to, you know, help our clients with whatever they need. And if that looks a little bit different, if that's a customized solution, you know, we really try to do whatever we can to, our tagline, like it says, position for success. We really do try to, you know, give people what they need to be able to, focus on their business and grow to the next level.
Because you don't have to worry about installing phone lines, installing the internet and so forth. You walk in, you got a wonderful woman who works up front, who's your concierge. She can, you know, you have a waiting room. And so people walk in, they go, wow, this is Business Radio X. They don't know. They think, you know, this
Absolutely.
Is all Business Radio X.
Yeah.
And, but you have attorneys, realtors. I mean, talk about the different clientele
sure.
that you have.
Yeah. All kinds of different industries. And people come in and ask me, you know, what types of clients are here? What types of businesses are here? So, you know, attorneys, CPAs, financial professionals, a lot of IT people, software companies are coming in. They love the idea of the shared workspace. So those are a lot of the more popular industries that we cater to. But I always, you know, like to say we've got a chocolate company and now we've got a radio show being hosted here. And so, you know, there's a lot of different out of the box types of businesses, which make coming to work pretty fun. But yeah, we provide everything, internet, phones. Mike knows I was running around kind of frazzled yesterday because we did some upgrades to our system. And so those are the things that we provide and our clients don't have to worry about it. All of the mundane types of things when you're running an office and running a business that kind of, you know, are the frustrating part of running a business and take you away from your ability to grow your business, sell, market, whatever it is that you do and are, you know, is your expertise. We kind of do all of the back you know, the background stuff to help you do what you're good at.
Mike, Jessica, let the cat out of the bag. There's a chocolate company here. That's why
we have a
Business Radio X is here, right? That's what sealed the deal,
that's
right?
That's all you had to say? Where do we sign?
Right. So talk about some of the other services that you offer. So when I'm a business, I come here, I sign a term lease or however that works, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about that. What are the services that you provide to help me get my business going and that I can outsource to you so I don't have to worry about those things?
Sure. Well, you could literally come in and bring your computers and we take care of the rest. Computers or microphones and sound equipment, you know. but basically, we, like I said, we provide the internet service, we provide the phone service, we provide all of the phone equipment, furniture is all provided for.
But you get the nice kitchen area that you haven't mentioned
exactly.
yet. And then like an office, I don't know what you call it, where you've got staplers and hole punches and all
sure.
that.
A workstation, workroom, coffee machines,
it?
Yeah. The workroom, yeah. And our receptionist. So we provide a staffed professional receptionist to answer the phone calls for each and every company. And she does that in a personalized way, answers in the business name and knows how to forward for each and every client, which is different for each and every client.
And that's cool. She answers the phone. For example, someone calls in because you're assigned a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they call the Business Radio X phone number, Phoebe up front actually answers Business Radio X. She knows who the call is going towards.
Yeah, which is awesome because it allows businesses to come in and they don't have to staff their own receptionist. They don't have to provide their own furniture and you know, enough space to outfit a break room and different meeting rooms and a you know, big, huge space for the copy machine. So it works great because it helps companies, you know, save on their overhead dollars. And then, you know, just allow them to work in a, you know, in the most efficient way possible.
We're talking with Jessica Honorato with North Point Executive Suites. She's the owner operator of the location here in Alpharetta, where we are doing our Business Radio X show from the Roswell Infinity Studios. Talk about the future of this industry. Where do you see the office suite industry moving towards?
Well, this concept 10 years ago, a lot of people probably didn't even know what an executive suite was. Now it's become very popular. Even bigger businesses that you would never really think to come into a shared workspace, you know, like an executive suite, are moving toward the shared workspace type of work environments. So businesses are getting smarter about how they're spending their money. An executive suite offers much shorter terms than conventional space. And so there's that factor, but then also the community aspect to what we provide is gaining a lot of popularity, especially with, like I had mentioned, the tech companies, software companies, like companies that cater to millennials, I guess you say, which I'm not sure if I'm even one of those. They are gravitating toward the shared work environment concept. They're seeing the value in the networking in the community aspect of things.
All right. So. Well, sounds great to me. For those that would like to find out more about North Point Executive Suites, where can they find that information?
Online at northpointexecutivesuites.com or npsuites.com. Or you can give
us
a call.
Either or. They can do
either
NP.
Or.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they can give us a call here at the office. They would, you know, speak to me or Rick or Kathy. They can reach us at 678-242-5200.
Great. Jessica, thank you so much. I know you had that long commute from your office down the hall,
yeah.
but we're excited to be here at North Point Executive Suite. So thank you for having us and looking forward to a long and prosperous relationship together.
Thank you.
All right. Jessica Honorato with North Point Executive Suites. John, should I read this or should I let you read it? Because I butchered the last one.
Go with it, pal.
The second time will be the charm. Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the entire United States. I bet you didn't know that. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment when purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And joining us now in the studio is the general manager of Roswell Infinity, Casey Frames. Good morning, Casey.
Hi, good morning.
We are excited to have you here. We're excited that we are in the Roswell Infinity studio. Talk about Roswell Infinity. Give us your location and tell us a little bit about the dealership.
Sure. Well, we are on Alpharetta Highway. We are, like you said, one of the original Infinity dealerships. Opened up in 1989 with just the two models that Infinity started with, which was the Q45 and the M30. And we're a family-owned and operated dealership.
I didn't realize you were like one of the original Infinity dealerships.
Yes.
That's great. What kind of car? When we get into an Infinity, I mean, what kind of car are we going to experience? What makes the Infinity different maybe from some other car?
Well, it's a very reliable, safe, fun driving car. In my opinion, they're very attractive and they're just fantastic vehicles.
Now, you've made some changes around the dealership since you've been there. And I was at the showroom the other day, and it's beautiful, by the way. So
Thank you.
I encourage people to come by and see you. But you've made some changes in terms of adding to your used car options for shoppers as well, right?
Yes, we've added quite a few vehicles onto our lot. We are growing, and we've added on about 75 used cars onto our lot, and every week we're going out and buying more and more inventory. Yes, we're growing. We've made lots of changes, physical changes to the dealership, and just reaching out there and growing more.
Well, and you talk about changes. Now that you've taken over as the general manager, and you're still, I guess, getting acclimated to your new role, although you've been in the auto industry for a long time. You mentioned it's a family-owned dealership. You're part of the family, so you probably were born in the car business. It's probably, I know we've talked off the air about you went to school for other things, but you've known the car business for a long time. So now you're running Infinity, the Roswell Infinity dealership, and you've got some plans to kind of get more involved in the community. Talk about some of the things that you're looking at maybe doing.
Well, we're looking into possibly finding a charity, a local charity. We're getting involved with schools, just reaching out to the community to see who we can meet, different companies and so on and so forth.
And one of those ways you're getting involved in the community too and supporting small business is the Roswell Infinity Business Radio X studio. So we do appreciate your support. We're excited about what you're doing with Business Radio X. And it's really cool to have you here for the first show too. All three of you ladies are like making history, by the way, for what it's worth. Hopefully it'll be big history. Talk about some of the new models coming forward for Infinity. What can we expect in 2017?
Well, we have very limited information, but however, we are going to be having the new QX30. It's 208 horsepower. We'll be expecting that. We'll be expecting that mid-year this year. I'm not exactly sure when. And then the new Q60 Coupe. That is going to be a 2017 model, and we'll be expecting that either late this year or probably mid-year next year.
We're talking with Casey Frames, General Manager of Roswell Infinity, and like John, I've been to the showroom, and it's incredible. You look at all the cars there, and it's like, oh my God, I want that one. Then you look at the next one, John, and you go, No, I want that one.
Right.
Do you have a favorite, Casey, that you kind of like, you know, because you're there every single day.
Right.
What's your favorite one?
Well, I personally prefer bigger SUVs, so I love the QX80. I don't know, it makes me feel a little more powerful when I'm in a big SUV. So that is my favorite. Gosh, we have several wonderful models. The QX60, it's a great SUV. The Q50, I could go on and on.
So whether you're a family with children or a single adult, there's something for everyone at Roswell Infinity.
There is something for everybody.
Very good.
So you've got service as well, right? So
yes.
Talk about your service options that you have for people.
Yeah, we service, we have an express service, which come in and do a quick oil change. Then we also have our main service, which we could do anything, but we're a full service dealership. We also have a great detail department. So we can either do just a simple car wash or we could do a full detail. We've had, as we have several, we have a great team, several long-term employees, long-term technicians, service advisors. So yeah, we have a wonderful team there.
And they are conveniently located right between Alpharetta and Roswell on Highway 9. So it's pretty convenient to get for everybody in North Fulton to get to, right, Mike?
Especially us. They're only 3.5 miles from the studio here. I usually ask a dumb question every show. So, Casey, here's my dumb question. Your Roswell Infinity, do you just service Infinity cars? I mean, if someone has something wrong with their car that's not an Infinity, can they bring it to your dealership? Do people normally do that? I know it's a dumb question, but...
We mainly just service Infinities. Okay. Yes. Nissan and Infinities. But yes, we primarily stick to the Infiniti models.
Okay, great. Give us the address again. It's very convenient. You can't miss it. So give us the address. And then the website where folks can find out more information and maybe even look at some of the cars.
Okay. It's 11405 Alpharetta Highway. And... you can find us at RoswellInfinity.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, right there on Alpharetta Highway.
Great. Well, Casey, thank you for coming by. We look forward to seeing you more in the community as you're going to get more involved, I know, with a lot going on with Roswell Infinity. And again, appreciate your support of Business Radio X. We're excited about our partnership with you as well.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Casey Frames with Roswell Infinity here on the inaugural edition of North Fulton Business Radio. Want again to thank our guest, Jessica from North Point Executive Suites, Casey from Roswell Infinity, and Deborah from Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. John, before we go, though, I want to give you 30 seconds at least. I'll give you maybe 35 seconds. Talk, you know, we appreciate your support. You're a business owner in the Alpharetta area. Talk about your business real quick. I want to give you a little shout out.
Thank you, Mike. Well, so I'm in... an exciting business of accounting and that's exciting. But specifically I help business owners understand their numbers and make more money because they understand their numbers. So, you know, it's one thing to balance the books and to reconcile all the accounts, but it's another thing to understand what you do as a business and how you make your money. So I help business owners make their business more profitable so that they can enjoy their lives a little more because they're pretty busy and in their business, right?
Right.
And we talk to a lot of those kind of folks. So
yep,
that's what I do.
And those folks need to go buy an Infinity at Roswell Infinity.
Absolutely.
They need to set up a shop and set up office here at North Point Executive Suites. And if they're not members of the Greater North Fulton Chamber, they need to join right away.
Absolutely. It's a triple deal, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The 3-for-1 deal.
Yep.
Business Radio X, we're going to do all that. We're in North Point Executive Suites. We're members of the chamber. I've got to buy my Infinity. That's next on my to-do list.
Yep. We have Infinities, by the way.
Oh. Very. See, we're doing good networking already.
Already doing it.
Want to remind everybody that John and myself will be here every Tuesday at 11:30 with North Fulton Business Radio. We'll be broadcasting live. But, of course, you can listen to the broadcast, any of our shows, anytime, 24/7, by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. And also, again, please like us and follow us on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. For our wonderful guests who made history today on our inaugural show, and for John Ray, I'm Mike Salmon, for our producer Trey Odom as well. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.